All right. Yes. From home to the hospital in under 7 minutes. We did it.
Yes, the hard part is truly over.
No, but come on. We're off to a great start, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
I knew I'd get you here fast, but this has got to be some kind of a record.
Oh, you made it.
How are you doing?
How the hell did you beat us here?
We took a cab. Did you guys walk?
No, we took a cab, too, but I did test runs.
Hey, you made it.
Okay, is there some kind of magic tunnel to this hospital?
Ross, you stay here and talk. I'm going to go have a baby.
Okay. Hi, this is Rachel Green. I'm Ross Geller. We called from the car.
Right. We have a semi-private labor room waiting for you.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Semi-private? We asked for a private room.
Yeah. Yes, I see that here. Unfortunately, we can't guarantee a private room, and currently, they're all unavailable.
Man, if only you'd gotten here sooner.
I'm sorry. Semi-private rooms are all we have.
Okay, just give us a second. Ross.
Yeah.
Give her some money.
I really think they're out of rooms.
They're not, Ross. They're just saving them for the important people, okay? What if I was the president?
Well, then we'd be in a lot of trouble. You don't know where any countries are. Okay. Say, would you mind checking again, see if any private rooms may have opened up?
This is a hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay. I see. Could we please talk to the manager?
There is no manager. Just nurses, doctors, and semi-private rooms.
Okay. You know what? I have to say, I don't really care for your tone. And this is not the only hospital in this city, and we have no problem.
What?
Oh, ow. Contraction. Ow.
Oof. Would you like to see a semi-private room?
Yeah, it couldn't hurt to look.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
You're only 2 centimeters dilated, and we need to get to 10. It'll be a while.
Okay.
I'll be back in an hour to check you again.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, Dr. Long, can I ask you something? Is labor really as painful as everybody says it is?
Well, look at that. My beeper's going crazy.
You know what? You're going to be fine.
Good. I guess we have some time to kill.
Yeah, guess so. Oof. Check these out. Never done this before. Doesn't feel good.
Yeah, well, it looks great.
Thank you very much. I think you're ready for it.
I'm Ross. I'm here to ruin this magical day for you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Don't worry about it.
Mark Horger, this is my wife, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
This is Rachel.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Is this your first?
Yeah, it is.
Well, little Jamie here is our third. So if you have any questions or you need anything at all, just tell her.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I opened this early, but let me give you guys some privacy.
No nonsense. We're all in this together.
We are going to share every moment of this with you. And I think we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Hey, smile.
I don't want any. Oh, thank you.
Ross, what? Here comes another contraction.
Oh. Okay, just breathe.
Oh, honey, I think I'm having one too.
And still no baby. Ugh, the miracle of birth sure is a snooze fest.
You want to see something?
Sure, what?
Okay, this is going to be fun. Watch me freak out, Chandler. Honey?
Yeah?
Listen, I've been doing some thinking, and I don't know whether it's because we're here or Rachel's giving birth, but I think we should try to have a baby.
Okay.
What's that now?
Okay, I've been thinking about it too, and I think we're ready.
What? Are you kidding me? You think we're ready to have a baby now?
Oh, this is fun.
You're ready to have a baby? My boy's all grown up!
You said you were ready too.
Yeah, but I was just screwing with you to try to get your voice all high and weird like mine is now.
Haven't you wanted a kid like forever?
Yeah, but no one ever wanted to have one with me. I mean, now I just could have a baby if I want to. Well, what are you doing to me?
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah. Hey, then, back off, mister. Because I am ready to have a baby. I just want Joey to be the father.
What? Are you crazy?
That's it, right there. That's all I wanted.
I am so sorry. The doctor insisted on closing the curtain for the exam.
Oh, that's very, really, very, very okay.
Julie's cervix is dilated 7 centimeters. That's about 4 fingers. Doctor, let me feel it myself.
Have you felt Rachel's cervix, Ross?
No, we won't be doing that.
Well, if you like, you could feel Rachel's, then feel mine to compare. Am I interrupting?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, no.
Later.
No, boy, you can't leave me alone with these people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Ross! My child has no father!
Hi. I'm so glad you're here, but it's going to be a while. I wish you'd called first.
Well, that's all right. I'm coming back later with your father.
Oh, good.
I actually needed to talk to you before the birth.
Okay, what's up?
Russ, I want to talk to you as your mother, even though I know that you and I are also very close friends.
I really don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
I brought something that I want to give you, assuming, of course, that you want it.
Ma, are you asking me to marry you?
This is your grandmother's engagement ring. I want you to give it to Rachel.
Mom, no. Come on. Thank you.
Just hear me out.
No, okay? We've been through this. We're not going to get married just because she's pregnant, okay?
Honestly, Ross, this isn't just some girl you picked up in a bar and humped.
You think young people use that word more than we actually do?
Ross, a child should have a family.
Well, you know what? I can't deal with this right now. I'm sorry. Go... Hey, go talk to Monica. Yeah, ooh, she got a new haircut. You'll hate it.
Just think about it. If you don't, I'll talk more about humping.
Gimme.
Hi, dear. Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Ross, get in here.
Hey, you want to see something funny? Monica.
Okay. All right, stop it. You're freaking me out.
Do it again.
Do it again. Hey, Rachel had the baby.
What? Really?
No. I don't know why I thought that'd be funny. You said hi to Mom before she left, right?
I thought that was her. Yeah, I called her name and she ducked into a stairwell.
Well, you know what? Consider yourself lucky, okay? She pulled me out of the labor room to ask me why I'm not with Rachel.
Oh, my God.
How annoying.
Yeah. Why aren't you with Rachel?
You're kidding, right? Look, we're not going to get together just because we're having this baby. And I know she's not just some girl I humped.
Humped? Come on, Ross.
But, you know, it just seems that you two belong together.
Okay, stop it. I can't deal with this right now. I have to go have a baby.
Right. And with who again?
He's crazy. Why doesn't he want to be with Rachel?
I know.
And seriously, she's like the perfect woman.
I mean, I know she turned me down, but if she hadn't and she wanted to be with me, I would take her in my arms and... haven't bummed you guys out like this in a while, have I?
Hey.
Hey.
Who's that?
New people.
What happened to the Disgustingtons?
They're having their baby. It's not fair, Ross. They got here first. Right after you left, they wheeled her off into delivery. Oh, but not before she gave me a nice juicy shot of little Jamie just crowning away.
Wow, sorry.
Right.
So, how are the new people?
Well, they have some unusual pet names for each other, including Evil Bitch and Sick Bastard. Oh, gosh. Oh.
Yeah? Oh. Okay, okay.
Ow.
Just breathe.
Are you looking at her?
No.
Don't you look at her, you sick bastard.
Honey, I swear I wasn't looking at her.
She's in labor. You like that, you sick son of a bitch?
I'm just gonna...
See, it's because you were looking, you fat pervert.
No, I'm sure no one was looking. Just want some privacy.
You miss your girlfriend?
Just ignore them.
Yeah. Russ.
What?
He's looking at me.
What? Hey!
You want to live to see your baby?
Don't you talk to my husband like that, you stupid bastard.
God, if you want a baby so bad, just go steal it.
Oh, don't worry. These babies are far too ugly for us.
What is going on with you? Since when are you so crazy about babies?
I'm not crazy about babies. I'm crazy about us.
What?
Look, we've always talked about having babies someday. I'm not saying it has to be right now, but I'm starting to think that we can handle it. We're good. We're really good.
We are pretty good.
But nothing has to happen until you're ready.
Well, maybe I'm ready now. I mean, it's a little scary, but maybe it's right.
What? It's not right? We're not ready to have a kid now.
What?
I'm kidding. This is going to be fun.
So we're going to try? I mean, we're trying?
We're trying to get pregnant. You know what? I'm not really comfortable doing this in front of the babies. So, when do you want to start trying?
All right, hold on a sec.
Period math?
Yeah. Well, we could start trying. Now.
Right here?
No, not here. Maybe here.
Wait a minute, it's perfect. We got a lot of time to kill, and we're in a building that's full of beds.
It's so clean.
Come on, you stupid machine. Come on.
Oh, it ain't your money?
No.
All right, I'll see you downstairs then.
All right.
All right.
Hey, I got one. Hi.
Hi.
Up or down?
Oh, down, please. I hate to be a ball buster, but can I just do it?
Could you press up?
Sure. Yeah. I feel so bad for you. I broke my leg once, too.
Yeah? How'd yours happen?
Well, it's a long story. It's kind of embarrassing. Let's just say there was a typographical error with a sex manual. How about you?
Car accident.
Oh, let me guess. Some idiot on a cell phone wasn't paying attention?
Yeah, me.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Don't be. Nobody else got hurt. Uh-huh. I was pretty lucky.
Well, I, for one, am glad you made it.
Are you sure? I mean, you don't know me. I could have been sent from another planet to destroy Earth.
Couldn't press the down button. I think Earth's okay.
Oh, hey, that's me. Hey, I take it you're just visiting someone.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, if you have some time, you know, and maybe you might want to visit someone else.
Oh, yeah, I would like that. Wait, what?
You gotta press the button.
The nurse said to bring in another woman.
Oh, she pregnant yet? She doesn't need to be. She'll still have the baby before I do. Oh, Ross, another contraction.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Oh, that sounded like a bad one.
Yeah, it was.
Mine haven't been so bad. Here comes one now. Oh, that was a big one.
That was like the biggest one yet. Are you okay, honey?
I'm okay, honey.
Well, I got some bad news. It gets worse. And when you get to the end, they get really big, and they come like every minute.
Well, mine are pretty close together. I think... Excuse me.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
Oh, by the way, my name's Johanna. What's yours?
Excuse me. Could you help me with something? I'm looking for a man.
Who isn't, huh?
You aren't. Good for you. Anyway, the patient I'm looking for has a broken leg, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's like early to mid-30s, very attractive. Even you would think so.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yay! Great! Okay, what room number is he in?
I'm sorry. Patient information is confidential.
No, I'm not going to bother him or anything. We were talking earlier.
Ma'am, and I'm sorry. That information is restricted to hospital staff.
She's with me, Dr. Drake Ramore.
Dr. Drake who?
Ramore. It's Portuguese. We need that information. I'm a doctor.
A doctor at this hospital?
Damn it, woman, we're losing precious time. Now, do you want this man's blood on your head?
Hands.
It is absolutely essential that you tell me what room the man my assistant described is staying in. He's a patient of mine. I've been treating him for years.
He's in room 816.
816, thank you. And what is his name?
No. We found the place.
Okay.
Oh. Mm. Oh, wait. Don't want to set the mood a little.
Hello, Monica.
Not like that.
Oh, okay. Well, dim the lights. Dim the lights.
Okay.
Or turn them out altogether. No scented candles. Okay, here. There we go.
Oh, okay, okay. Make me sterile, but okay. Okay. Sorry. Oh, wait. Do we have a condom? All right.
Yes, 98.6. You're going to be fine.
Oh, this is it. That's him. That's him.
Great. We'll go get him.
Wait a second. Or maybe you could go in first.
Yeah, he's not really my type.
No, not you. Dr. Drake Ramore. You could ask him questions and see what he's like. People tell doctors everything.
But you said he was this great guy.
But lately, all the guys I meet seem really nice at first, and then they turn out to be the biggest jerks.
And you do attract some stinkers.
Yeah, Dr. Long, I've been at this for 17 hours. Three women have come and gone with their babies. You gotta give me some good news. How many centimeters am I dilated? 8, 9?
3.
Just 3? I'm dilated 3.
We are moving along, just slowly. Don't worry, you're doing great. I'll be back soon.
Hey, you know what? I'm not waiting. I'm gonna push this baby out. I'm doing it. I mean, what, 3 centimeters? That's got to be like this, right?
Actually, it's more like this.
Ugh, stupid metric system.
Oh, my. We're going to need to take you straight to the delivery room.
Oh, Oh, for the love of God!
It's coming! It's coming!
And here it is!
Yay! Oh, come on!
Hi, I'm Dr. Drake Remora, and I have a few routine questions I need to ask you.
Really, I've been dealing with Dr. Wells.
I know, but I'm a neurologist, and just to be on the safe side, Dr. Wells wanted a more comprehensive overview of your status, so he sent me.
Dr. Wells is a woman.
That was a test. Good response. All right, full name?
Clifford Burnett.
Date of birth?
November 16th, 1968.
Age?
Can't you figure that out based on my date of birth?
I'm a doctor, Cliff, not a mathematician.
I'm 33.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
Oh, really? So, 33 and single. Would you say you have commitment issues?
Are all the questions this personal?
Yes.
Well, if you must know, I'm a widower.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I lost my wife 5 years ago to a myocardial infarction. A heart attack, doctor.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, are you experiencing any dizziness?
No.
Has the pain been getting worse?
No.
Do you sleep with women and never call them again?
No.
Excellent, excellent. And finally, are you into any weird stuff, you know, sexually?
No.
Ooh, wrong answer.
This room's available.
Okay, okay, wait, you listen to me. You listen to me. Since I have been waiting, four women, that's four, one higher than the number of centimeters that I am dilated, have come and gone with their babies. I'm next. It's my turn. It's only fair. And if you bring in one more woman and she has her baby before me, I'm going to sue you. Not this hospital. I'm going to sue you. And my husband, he is the lawyer.
Oh, great.
Don't get back on that case, honey.
I don't think the next patient is very far along. Okay, well, then bring her in.
And yet, somehow, it's true.
I mean, this is so great. We're going to be baby buddies.
Squeeze your legs together and cover the baby's ears.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Hi, sweetheart. This is my husband, Sid. I don't think you've met him. Ross, Rachel, this is Sid. I nabbed him a year ago at the dermatologist's office. Thank God for adult acne.
I still can't believe it. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Really?
What did he say?
You know what? You have to speak very loudly when you're talking to Sid because he's almost completely deaf.
Oh, there you go.
So, congratulations, you two. I didn't even know you got married.
Oh, we didn't.
No, no, we...
What?
Oh, we're just having this baby together, but that's all. Yeah.
Why?
We're just not in that place, you know, but we're very excited about this.
Oh, well then shut me up.
Just tell me how.
Uh-oh. Oh, I feel another one coming.
Sid, you lucky deaf bastard.
What else?
He's 33.
Uh-huh.
A widower.
Oh.
He seemed like a stand-up guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and he's not into anything weird sexually.
Enter Phoebes.
Should we tell Rachel there's an empty private room right next door to hers?
We could. Or we could have sex in it.
Well, when I think about that, while I remove my pants.
Okay, mister. Fertilize me. Does that sound like Janice?
If it's not, then there's two of them. And that would mean it's the end of the world.
Hey,
I can't believe this is taking so long. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. You know that feeling when you're trying to blow a St. Bernard out your ass?
And soon someone will call her mom.
Weirdest thing, did I hear? Mother, God is true. Janice.
Not just Janice. Janice in labor. Contracting and everything.
Oh, this should be easy. I have a very wide pelvis. You remember Chandler.
I feel so bad for you. She's your ex. And I have Richard.
Janice, I didn't even know you were pregnant. Who's the unwitting human whose essence you've stolen?
It's you. This is yours.
What?
Ah, look how nervous he gets. We haven't slept together in years.
That's funny. Does it hurt? Does the labor hurt?
Okay, I've got one for you. If you had to, which would you rather eat? A seeing eye dog or a talking gorilla?
I'd have to say the talking gorilla, because at least I could explain to him that you're making me eat him.
Oh, somebody went to college. Yeah. Wow. What is it? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just my foot itches like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I usually get to know a girl better before I let her spoon me.
Relax, it's not like we're forking.
When? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you seem to really know what to do with the utensil. Would you like to go to dinner sometime?
Yeah, I'd really like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I promise I won't make you eat any remarkable animals.
I was thinking, I'd kind of like to make a move, but, you know, with the leg. Maybe a little help?
Okay. Let me fix your pillow. Cliff, you're so forward.
Ow! 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 Ow!
It was really nice meeting you. That's the first time I heard her voice. I didn't care for it.
Oh, that's five, Ross. Five women have had five babies, and I have had no babies. Why doesn't she want to come out?
You know what I think it is? I think you made such a nice home for her over the last 9 months that she just doesn't want to leave.
Look at you making up crap for me.
Okay.
21 hours. You're a hero.
Doctor, you gotta do something. You gotta give me drugs, or you gotta light a fire up in there and just smoke it out.
Actually, I think you're ready to go to the delivery room.
What?
10 centimeters. You're about to become a mom.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Beat you, sucker!
Is this the same spoon that was in my cast?
You know what? This one is.
Oh, my God. That's the doctor who was in my room before.
Oh,
must be one of those closed-circuit hospital channels.
No, that's a soap opera.
This is a very dramatic hospital.
I'm telling you, the guy from that show was here, in my room, asking me all these weird questions.
Okay, Mr. Percocet.
I swear to you, that's the guy.
Okay, Cliff, do you really believe that a character from a TV show was here in your room? You know, what probably happened was you were watching this and you drifted off to sleep and you dreamt he was in here.
Rachel's having a baby!
Which is of no interest to me as a neurologist. That's
him. You know him?
Wake up, Cliff!
What is going on?
Okay. I sent my friend Joey in here to find out stuff about you. If it helps, you came off great. A lot better than I'm coming off right now.
I don't believe this. You got him to pretend he was some fake doctor?
Fake? Oh, excuse me, hello?
And then you tried to make me think that I was crazy?
You're right. That was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's just that I liked you so much. Can we just start over?
I don't think so.
If I may, look, Cliff, you told me a lot of personal stuff about you, right? And maybe it would help if you knew some personal stuff about her. She was married to a gay ice dancer. She gave birth to her brother's triplets. Her twin sister used to do porn.
Joey, we're trying to dial down the crazy. Look, we don't really know each other, so it'd be really easy to just forget about this. But there seems to be something between us. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't happen to me a lot.
Doesn't happen to me either.
Me neither.
The baby, Rachel!
Right. Oh, I love this scene.
Okay, look, I gotta go too. But, what do you say? Can we just have that dinner?
The triplets. You and your brother didn't actually...
No, they implanted embryos.
Then dinner's great.
Great, okay. All right, then I'll see you later. Okay, our friend's having a baby.
Her own?
Oh, yeah, no, she's really old-fashioned.
Push. I'm going to push for 5 more seconds. 5, 4...
3, 2, 1,
Okay, the next contraction should be about 20 seconds.
I can't push anymore, I can't.
You're doing great.
Oh, God, 20 seconds for this!
Here we go. Okay, keep pushing. Push. Wait. I see something.
What, you do? Oh, my God!
Don't say, oh, my God! Oh, my God, what?
What is that?
It's the baby's buttocks. She's breech.
Oh, my God. I thought she had 2 heads.
Oh, God. Is she going to be okay?
She's going to be fine. Okay. But she's in a more difficult position, so you're going to have to push even harder now.
Okay.
Go. Rachel, you're going to have to push even harder. Nothing's happening.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Yes, you can. Hey, come on. You can. I know you can do this. Let's go.
You do it for me.
No. Come on. Let's go. One more time. One final push. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Keep pushing.
Are you okay?
You have no idea how much this hurts. Keep going.
Here we go.
Oh, she's upside down, but she's coming. She's coming.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. She's here. She's perfect. Oh,
wow. Oh, she's so tiny. Where'd she go?
Oh, it's okay. They're just wrapping her up.
Okay, well, be careful with her. She's really tiny.
Here she is.
Oh, you. Oh, thanks for coming out of me.
Oh. Oh, she's looking at me. I know you.
Do we have a name yet?
No, not yet.
That's fine. For now, we'll just call her Baby Girl Green.
Oh, no. Baby Girl Killer Green.
Can we come in?
Oh, come
Hi.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
She's so beautiful here. Oh, my God. She's amazing. Oh, I'm so glad you guys got drunk and had sex.
It's incredible. I mean, 1 minute she's inside you, and then 47 hours later, here she is. She looks so real. You know what I mean. She's this whole tiny little person, and she already has eyelashes and knees and... Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, no.
Okay. For a second there, I counted six fingers, but one was from the other hand, so we're good.
Okay, my turn.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, I could squeeze your little head.
I won't. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. I'm sorry, I just can't stop crying.
The doctor said it's completely normal with all the hormones, plus you're sleep deprived.
So? You guys are all sleep deprived? I don't see you weeping because you put your slippers on the wrong feet. Oh, God.
What's the matter now?
I was reliving it.
So, do you know what you're going to call her yet?
Oh, wait a minute. It's not going to be Baby Girl? I thought that was so original.
Actually, we've narrowed it down to two names.
Yeah, and you know what? I love them both. So why don't you just pick one and that'll be it.
Well, okay, everyone. This is Isabella.
Oh, hi, Isabella.
Hi.
What?
That's not her name. I'm sorry, she just doesn't feel like an Isabella.
Son, I guess Ferdinand is out.
What was the other one, Ross?
Delilah.
Oh, great. Suddenly she sounds like a biblical whore.
So, I guess we're back to Baby Girl.
Yay!
Now, what are we going to do?
It's okay, honey, you'll find a name.
Oh, easy for you to say. You already know what your kids' names are going to be.
You do?
Yeah. I've had them picked out since I was 14.
Oh, no. It's going to be named after some snack or baked good, isn't it?
Well, tell us, what are they? Okay. If it's a boy, it's Daniel.
And if it's a girl?
I don't want to say.
Oh, so tell us. We're not going to want it.
Okay. It's Emma.
Oh, Emma. See, I don't want it. Do you have any other totally perfect names that you're not going to use?
Take it.
What?
She's clearly an Emma.
Oh, honey, but you love that name.
Yeah, but I love you more. Besides, no. Nothing goes with Bing, so I'm screwed.
Oh. Hi, Emma. Yep, that's you. You're a little M. Oh, what's that, honey? What? Oh, you want a little cousin? You want a cousin right now?
Do I look like a giant sperm to all of you, or... That was amazing.
I know. Hey, do you realize that we may have just changed our lives forever? We may have just started our family. 9 months from now, we could be here having our own baby.
And if not, we got to do it on a bucket.
I love you so much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, you want to do it again? This time just for us?
Probably.
Yoo-hoo. Aaron Littman Guralnick would like to say hello to his future bride.
Takes your breath away, doesn't he?
He's a keeper.
Oh,
look at the little munchkin. Don't you worry, because by the time you're old enough to date him, he's going to have a different nose. How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, I'm fine.
Can I just say, I really admire what you're doing. Just raising her all alone.
Oh, I'm not doing it alone. I have Ross.
Oh. Sure. Now. But what happens when he meets somebody else and he gets married?
Well, then he gets a divorce. It's Ross.
I'm telling you, Rachel, listen to Janice. They all say they're going to be there until they start their real family.
That's never going to happen with Ross.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought about my first husband. Now I'm lucky if my kid gets to spend the weekend with her father and the twins and little Miss New Boobs.
Really?
I hate to be the one to say it, but, honey, you two are on your own.
Well, that's we've been alone for the last 20 minutes and we're doing okay. Besides, you know what? Maybe we won't be alone, because lately things have been happening between me and Ross, you know? And right before I went into labor, we had this kiss, you know? So I might be the beginning of something.
Hey, Janice.
Oh, hi.
Oh, who's this little guy?
Say hello to Aaron, your future son-in-law.
No. No.
I'm going to leave the three of you alone.
Okay.
Bye.
Man, you see the kid on that nose?
Uh-huh. You know what I was thinking about?
Huh.
That kiss before we left the apartment. That was something, huh?
Yeah, it really was. But we got to be careful. We can't let that happen again, you know?
Right.
I mean, we don't want to go down that road, do we?
No, of course not. No, that's why I brought it up. They didn't have any sodas?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was talking to this nurse, completely forgot.
And so it begins. Is she in there?
Yeah, she's putting her down there. That's her.
Isn't it amazing how every baby is beautiful? Except that one? What is this, a petting zoo? Ooh.
Look at Emma. Mm.
I just can't decide who she looks more like, you or Rachel.
Oh, what are you kidding? She's gorgeous. It's all Rachel.
I'm sorry. For the last time, why aren't you two together again? No, I know, because you're not in that place. Which would be fine, except you totally are.
It's complicated, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you love her, you always have. You have a child together. There's no right answer.
Look, we've been together, okay? And then apart, and then together, and then apart. And now we have a baby. It's just, if we got together again and it didn't work out, I can never do that to Emma. I mean, she came into this world thinking everything... Oh, that's now me. What, did they put something in the water in this place? This is Rachel and I. We're doing really well right now.
I know. And if you try to make it more, you might wreck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or you might get everything you wanted since you were 15.
Hey, I saw a woman breastfeeding both of her twins at the same time. It is like a freak show up here.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What is it? Hey.
Really, it's nothing.
Rach, come on. What?
I've just been thinking about how my baby and I are going to be all alone.
What are you talking about alone? What about Ross?
Oh, please, he'll be with his real family. The twins and little Miss New Boobs.
Okay, how long was I watching that woman?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, someday Ross is going to meet somebody and he's going to have his own life. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I just never thought I'd be raising this baby all by myself. Pretty dumb, huh?
Hey. Listen to me. You are never, ever going to be alone. Okay? I promise I won't let that happen.
Joey. Sweetie, what would I do without you?
Hey, you don't have to worry about that, okay?
Oh. Honey, could you grab me my other box of tissues? They're right on that chair under Ross's coat.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Joey? Oh, my God. Sign on the street says you don't own me. Okay. Sign on a portrait.